Hi everyone, that's been Nicola from Dare to Begin Life Coaching. I had a little bit of a mess up, but we're here. Today we are looking at Hercules and we're looking at his first labor. And we're looking at basically the ego and we're looking at how to tame it and using humility and perseverance. So today, many of us face our own challenges. We're all going through our different things. And it's taming the ego that helps us to not lose hope and keep going. Because sometimes life can be really, really difficult when and we have to sort of search into deep into our soul and find the superhero within us. Just like Hercules, we can conquer the labors of life, and it's just about staying strong. Now, I know I've said this before, but Hercules, but I have to say it again, Hercules was a legitimate child of Zeus, and his stepmother, Hera, was very, very jealous of Hercules. Jealous, resentful, she was angered, because infidelity is a big thing. It's very tough. And so she tried so hard to mess with him, to mess with his head, and caused him to do delusional things like he slayed his family because he thought they were monsters. That's how much she messed with his head. And so through this act, he didn't want to be punished. He wanted more than punishment. He wanted to make amends. You know, punishment was not enough for Hercules. He wanted to make amends of what he had done wrong. And so he knew that the gods and the people were angered by what he had done. And he wanted to make amends. First, he wanted to commit suicide. He felt so bad for what he had done. But he went to get advice from the oracle, divine advice, and from the god Apollo. And through his prayers, they made him do 12 labors. Well, that's what Hera made him do, 12 labors. But she was cunning, and she just wanted to hurt him because he was the illegitimate child. So getting into this, we're on the first labor, which is taming our wild ego. Just like a lion, we've got this colossal ego. I'm not talking about you guys, I'm talking about myself. And the first labor talks about taming this ego. And using humility, using, you know, in the face of adversity to actually battle the ego. And this is where it all starts. I mean, in order to become a proper human being, I mean, a proper person, I believe just like Christ, Hercules started with his ego. And you can see the lion as a resemblance to ourselves. And the lion was so strong that he couldn't use normal weapons to defeat him. And so he had to use his bare hands. And that's sort of looking at our inner demons. And it's not about battling them with guns and that. It's looking at yourself and going into your ego and these insurmountable challenges, and being able to tame that and master our ego, and in everyday lives. I mean, this is something that we all have to control. It's that wild nature that we all have that needs to be tamed and controlled. And so he had to use cunning. He had to use his brain in order to choke the ego choked the lion, and the lion had that fur which he couldn't get a spear through because it was so thick, which is sometimes like our ego being so thick. And so let's look at the lessons. First of all, he had to stay alert. Hercules' job was to catch this Nemean lion and figure out how to get through that tough skin. And he had to pay attention, be very, very smart in order to fight the lion and win. The next one was he had to keep his dignity, even though he was frustrated, because he was deluded. He was under a spell where he killed his family. So even though he had fear and there was frustration, he had to challenge his own self, his own, and he had to use his determination and skill to work through the act of actually killing the lion and using that. And through this, through these challenges, we all get stronger. And it's like in our everyday life, we grow stronger through change, through difficult changes. It's our way of growing. And so it's changing the attitude. So instead of fearing and being frustrated of the Nemean lion, he actually rose to the occasion. Now, the beginning of Hercules' journey, the legendary hero, is about smart thinking. And it's using, like, confronting our ego and for self-improvement and facing our issues head on. And let's just look at how we can do that in our modern day lives. I mean, if you think of yourself maybe at work, we'll take, an issue at work. Maybe you made a big mistake, and maybe you opened up a virus at work. You opened up the computer and you accepted something that created havoc for your company. Now, the company might have lost a lot of money. Now, you can confront your boss with what you did. Maybe he's found out about it, and you can confront and try to make amends. You can seek guidance through going to computer experts, which is like what Heracles did. He sought advice from the divine oracle, and you can overcome that lion, the ego. You can humiliate, become humble, and you can face what you have done and control the ego and actually try to make amends, which is exactly what Hercules did. And so, through those difficult times, it's about keeping your dignity and facing your lion. Now, that's it's so symbolic, for whatever we do in life. It's about becoming humble and facing the ego first in order to confront challenges head on, because our ego can really downwards, I mean, takes us on a downward spiral sometimes. In the background, we can hear that there's a liturgy going on in the church. We're leading up to the Orthodox Greek Easter this week, and just like Jesus, he used humility. He was the king. He was the most righteous person that walked this earth, and he took on our sins. He humbled himself. He had no ego, and he humiliated himself for us. And that's what the lion is about. It's like slaying the lion. He got rid of his ego, and he triumphed over an evil force. And so there's the Nemean lion is very much present in Jesus's life and how he fought against evil. He sacrificed himself in order to save us, like Jesus did. And you know, we can draw parallels to Christianity and the lion getting rid of the ego. But in the end, there was victory. You can see that Heracles, he actually won. There was victory over death. And he got through that that tough golden fur that you couldn't penetrate through. It was impenetrable. And he actually got through it. And that's like Christ's victory over death, the resurrection. So there's so much we can see, we can identify with, even if we have been wronged in life, even if we are vulnerable in life, even though we do struggle, you know, with our ego in life, it's all about recognizing our shortcomings and maintaining dignity. And persevering, you guys. We have to persevere. And there is victory when you are a right believer. When you do things without an ego, which is tough because, you guys, I'm a sinner. And I really want to improve my life and become a better human being. I'm the biggest sinner. But if I can go through that, penetrate through that ego, the golden fur of the lion, and I can like strangle my ego, I think that I can triumph, you know, over, you know, any shortcomings. Like, that's what it's about, you guys. It's being Christ-like and penetrating through that golden fur and that tough fur and becoming a better human being. That's what it's about. Yeah. You guys, who have we got here? It is an asset. Humility is a big asset, Richard. Thank you. It is an asset. And let's try to fight that one, you guys. I'm going to confess with you, my biggest sin is judgment. Who am I to judge? Who am I to judge, you guys? So, you know, there's only the Lord Jesus Christ and, you know, can judge me. So the more I judge, the more I'll be judged. And so it'd be so nice to go through days without judging. Nikki, how are you, Nikki? Thank you for joining. Richard, God bless you. So you guys, I hope you enjoyed our live. I love you guys heaps. And remember, you guys, let's try to choke that ego just like Hercules went through, you know, that tough skin, and he choked the lion with his bare hands. And let's be the best person we can be and walk in truth no matter how scary it is. Love you guys heaps. Luke, my cousin Luke. From England. I love you, Luke. I love you heaps. Love to Nikki, love to Richard, love to Luke. I love you guys. I'm going to say peace, love and rainbows. And I'm going to say to you, live your lives, you guys, live your lives with humility. As Richard said, humility is an asset, those who have it. Richard, you've got it. And love you guys heaps. I'm going to say peace, love, and rainbows.